Well, if it isn't the Star Spangled Man with a plan, what is your plan today?
Plans are pointless.
I don't even believe you have a plan.
I have part of a plan.
What percentage of a plan do you have?
Subtle plans are here again.
That's the plan. You have my word on it.
Welcome to the program.
Oh, I have a plan to get through this morning. On a back to it Monday morning. But sometimes plans don't always come through. Like I had planned to be with you Thursday and Friday. But I had developed symptoms that were similar to what you hear about with the vid. So I quarantined myself. But hey, came out negative. I got me a drive-thru test. I did. And I don't have the pox. So I'm back with all of you. Hello, my name is Kerry. Yes, healthy and clean. And ready for another work week. Thanks for dropping by. Star Country 96.9 on the way. Medical Moment with Dr. Craig DeLisi. Medical Moment brought to you by Titus Regional Medical Center. Healthier tomorrows start here. I hope we have a healthier image of women these days. It used to be the less you are as a woman, that means bone thin, skinny, supermodels. Basically, we're like hangers. Twiggy comes to mind. That was the type of physique women aspire to. Normal woman would be upset at guys. Why? Because guys get away with being kind of dumpy. We've all heard dad bods. It's all right to be a dad bod. Some women find dad bods sexy. At least guys would like to think so, which allows us to have, well, dad bods. Well, what do you say we make mom bods sexy? Now, there's a thought. Ladies and gentlemen, I need mom bods in my life. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Love a little cellulite on some thunder thighs all around. Sexy mommy belly. Women with a big bountiful covers. You can shake it like jelly. Fupa in a mom jeans. Don't want no Barbie figurine. I like big booties, double chins, love handles, tummies. There's no one hotter than voluptuous mommies. A big sexy mom who's had a couple of kids. Her butt is bouncy with wide fleshy hips. It's what I like. I don't care if you're dumpy. I like ladies lumpy. Little bit of cellulite on her thighs. A little bit of wrinkly skin around her eyes. A little bit of blubber on her belly. Popping out of her mom jeans. A little extra cushion on her butt. That little bit of jiggle drives me nuts. A little bit of meat and a little bit of flab. Don't want to see a six-pack in your ass. Mom bods in my life.
Star Country 96.9, Big Baby.
Hey, what's new, Dr. Honeydew?
Honeydew, what's up in the White House, sir?
Well, you know, it's been a challenge getting the COVID tests out to every American because there aren't any. Fresh out.
I know, hard to find,
but
sir.
But I got a new way to test the whole country. No more shoving sticks up your snot hole.
No? Huh?
Now, here's the deal. I'm sending every American a Yankee candle.
A Yankee candle? How's that going to help?
Well, you take it out, you take a whiff. If you don't smell anything, you gotta stay home for a few days. But if it smells like an ocean breeze through peppermint cotton on a summer night, you're good to go.
Do you really think that's gonna be accurate, sir?
Accurate? Have you ever smelled apple butter spice cedar berries?
No, I don't think so, sir.
Well, try harder, son. You might have the aroma virus.
Don't think that's the best way to test for COVID.
Ah, you think stabbing your brain with a Q-tip is a better way? Of course this is a good way. So go sign up for your candle, America. Pull out your internet calculator and go to your docsmelltestsomething.gov.edu.
That doesn't sound like a real website.
Just go there. It's a coupon for a free Yankee candle.
Thank you, sir, for all that really important info.
You bet. And because I can accurately detect the scent of lavender sugar cookie balsam fir, I can tell you this.
Tell me what, sir?
Smell you later.
Star Country 96.9 coming up in just a little bit. Our medical moment brought to you by Titus Regional Medical Center. I want to talk about a medical thing right now. I know the medical community trying to encourage as many people to get their COVID-19 vaccination shots, and they've had pushback. There are some that absolutely will not cross that line. Came across a story in the news that might actually get at least half the population to rethink their resistance. Let me illustrate how that persuasive conversation might go with men. Just a reminder, if you haven't gotten your COVID vaccine shot, please do it.
No way in hell. COVID is a hoax.
The vaccine prevents serious symptoms of the Omicron variant.
It also puts a Bill Gates 5G computer chip directly in your colon.
The vaccine is safe and effective.
Yeah, tell that to Betty White. She was taken way too soon.
The vaccine also prevents your manhood from shrinking.
What?
Yeah, COVID gives you a shrinky-dink.
Give me that Moderna pronto. Can I get a booster, too? Give me everything you got.
Yeah, the COVID vaccine. Just a little prick will stop you from having a... Well, you know. Back we go for another round of guesses on the Mindbender. You are vying for a gift certificate redeemable at Mardi Gras Seafood of the Flying Cowburger and Wing Company. Nearly 5% of hotels. They have reported that a guest has stolen this. Not a phone. It's not a pillow. What do you think it is?
Towels.
Nabbed yourself some of those white towels. I have a gut feeling that more than 5% of hotels have some missing towels.
Last time I took one was Texas Hotel in Houston.
You stole a towel?
And I was in the, we were doing a traveling tour with Paris Junior College Band.
Why'd you steal a towel? And you're admitting to it.
Because it had Texas on it.
So you like the fact that the towel had a Texas on it?
I just took one.
Well, still stealing just because you took one.
Yeah, I know it's stealing.
And you admit it?
I just did, I think, yeah. That's the only thing I've ever taken.
Oh.
It was used.
By you? Towels is not the right answer.
Towels no longer in business.
It's because everybody kept stealing their towels. We need to get back to the first guess of pillow. Okay, that got us actually somewhat warm.
You want my Texas towel?
No, it's used by you.
I'm going to go with the mattress.
They stole the
all the furniture.
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here, really. I cart this thing around everywhere I go. It's my favorite mattress. How would you get it out of the room and not be noticed?
I have no clue, but I think people do it.
So you have never personally stolen a mattress?
Absolutely not.
Can I be candid? The mattress in a hotel room's the last thing I want in my house, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I've got enough bed bugs, I don't need more.
I mean, a lot of different people have been sleeping in that bed doing whatever.
Well, jumping up and down.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was thinking jumping on the bed. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You, by the way, are thinking like a genius, because that's the right answer.
Even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
Yes.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
The great Martin Luther King Jr. Excerpts from his I Have a Dream speech. Tomorrow, by the way, was back in 1929 when Martin Luther King Jr. was born. And tomorrow in Morris County, the celebration of the great Martin Luther King Jr. begins. We need to fill in some informational gaps. I know who is in the know. That's Linda Rimes. Hello, Linda.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. A couple of very important dates that we'd like to get the word out so everybody can participate in the celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Tomorrow, January 15th, MLK celebration at Dangerfield Annex.
Yes, the event celebrating our great late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. starts tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Annex building on Union Street in Dangerfield. We have a program that will bring all the memories of all of the great work he has done and have inspired us to continue to do the work. This great man, we celebrate the life and legacy on tomorrow of a man who brought hope and healing to America. His words were inspiring, but they weren't just words that he voiced. He actually lived a life fighting for freedom and justice for all. And that's what we do, and that's what we inspire to do. To just stand for justice, for rights, and remind everyone there is hope in this world. We've gone through a lot in 2021 and in the past. And every year, it's inspiring to hear that we can do this. We can stand together.
The program tomorrow begins at 6 p.m. Again, the venue is the Dangerfield Annex with speaker or speakers. Who is going to be speaking?
We have several speakers tomorrow. Our main speaker, our special guest speaker, is Mr. Jacoby Ivory. He's an elementary assistant principal in the Duncanville ISD school district, and he's a former and native of Dangerfield. So we are trying to bring all of our former students back or natives back to Dangerfield to inspire us to see, to let us see that, you know, we can progress. Things are happening in this world that we can be a part of this positive. And we have speakers, our students are speaking. I have a student that I am presently teaching at the Dangerfield Junior High School. Kyron Cooper will be reciting the I Have a Dream speech. We have a group of youth from the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church that will be speaking. We have Reverend D.A. Hill, the pastor of the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, that will be speaking. Brother Siebert, he will be speaking. So we have lots of speeches and performances by our songstress, Mrs. Jeanette Morgan. She is going to be performing. So we have great things that are happening on tomorrow, the 15th.
January 15th, 6 p.m., MLK celebration at the Dangerfield Annex put on by the Morris County Collaborative. We're joined this morning by Linda Rimes. And then MLK Junior Day is Monday. You have a parade set up, do you not?
Yes, we do. We have a parade set up, and I am with the Piney Woods Civic Club. I'm the president, and our co-sponsors are the Morris County Collaborative, the Buddies Organization, and the City, Dangerfield City Chamber of Commerce. We're both sponsoring both events. They are co-sponsors. The Piney Woods Civic Club is the sponsor. Tomorrow's, on Monday's lineup on the 17th for the parade, we have, the lineup will start at 9:30-ish or earlier, lineup on Jefferson Street in front of the Dangerfield City Library. And after that, we will meet in the Dangerfield City Park, and we will have speakers lined up there. Mr. Edwin Mims Jr. will speak. Pastor D.A. Hill will speak. We have music entertainment by Mr. Eddie Johnson and free food and drinks for everyone. So come out and join us and bundle up and enjoy the celebration of the life of a great man.
So January 15th. Is at Dangerfield Annex, and then January 17th in downtown Dangerfield is the parade.
At the Dangerfield City Park, but meet me at the Dangerfield City Library between 9:30 or earlier for lineup and join us in a parade.
I do appreciate all the work that you put in to help commemorate Martin Luther King Jr., the late great. And his message still resonates today without question. And thank you for the time this morning. That's Linda Rimes getting the word out about a lot of happenings going on in Morris County to celebrate the life of Martin Luther King Jr.